Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we explore depression. Depression is a medical problem, usually characterized by intense feelings of hopelessness and sadness. The 2008 Health and Lifestyle Survey says from 10 to 18% of the population is affected by depression, and the condition typically affects women twice as much as men. Consultant psychiatrist and chairman of the Mental Health Task Force in the Health Ministry, Dr. Earl Wright, shares the symptoms.
Feeling sad a lot of the time. Having problems sleeping, either sleeping too much or they go to bed and 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock the next morning they still feel tired, so they pull the cover over their head and want to go back to sleep. And there is also change in appetite. People eating too much, lots of comfort food, putting on weight because of the depression, or some people not eating at all, losing weight.
Other symptoms include persons generally not enjoying life, losing interest in routine activities, withdrawal from friends and family, feelings of guilt, lack of concentration, and not taking care of the household. Persons with depression also lose interest in work, suffer from crying spells, and suicidal thoughts. Depression is classified in several ways, one of which is unipolar depression. This is also known as clinical depression or major depression.
Most depressions are unipolar. That means people get depressed, but they don't have any high. But number of individuals or a small percentage will have what we call bipolar depression. They will get irritable. They will feel happy for no reason. And then after a time, they sink back into their depression. Depression is also more common in women during periods when hormonal changes are significant.
In women, postpartum depression or depression after childbirth and depression associated with menopause are common. Depression also peaks in adolescents due to stressors and changes they are learning to handle, and in the elderly, it is typically caused by a decline in health. Persons diagnosed with diabetes and cardiac diseases are 20% more likely to face depression. Some of the stressors that cause diabetes are some of the same stressors that cause depression, such as the increased presence of the hormone cortisol in the body.
Cortisol is the culprit that causes both depression and diabetes. So it's important that the depression be controlled, because depression by itself is a risk factor for cardiovascular and for diabetes due to the high circulation of cortisol in those diseases.
Dr. Wright says depression is often categorized as mild, moderate, or severe and is treated accordingly.
If mild depression is usually treated by talk therapy, supportive therapy, and exercise is also important in the treatment of depression.
In moderate to severe depression, antidepressant medications are prescribed to help the brain recover. In his 30-odd years of practice, Dr. Wright says there has been a positive shift towards the perception of and conversation surrounding depression. He notes, however, that there is still a stigma attached to persons with depression, which often prevents affected persons from seeking treatment.
Mental disorders are disorders where the brain isn't functioning at the optimum level as it should. For many people, think of it as demon possession or obvious or lack of willpower or lack of morality, and it has nothing to do with those things.
If you suspect that a loved one has depression, you can take them to the nearest health center or clinic so they can be diagnosed and appropriate interventions provided. Additionally, depression medications have been subsidized by the National Health Fund and are available in drugstore pharmacies islandwide. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week for more. Until then, I'm Twala Whelan. Please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.